We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM. This is Bob Arthurs bringing you the Refresh radio broadcast for today. And we just encourage you today to make your spending time with your family a priority this weekend. It's more important to spend time with your family than it is to spend time with those crowds trying to save $10. I'll just tell you that right now. As a person who worked retail for 12 Christmas seasons, I also want to encourage you, be nice to people out there. I was talking to someone last week, and they said that people were just about getting into fights already and cussing at one another, and it just was such a disheartening picture that said one of their coworkers just almost walked off the job. And when I worked retail, I wanted to make it a federal law that everybody had to work retail at least one Christmas season, because when you saw how people treated other people, then maybe you would be nicer to people as you dealt with them. I had some of my worst treatment ever as a store manager during the Christmas season, because people just were not exemplifying the behavior of Christ, shall we say. So anyway, be nice to everyone out there. I do want to bring you up to date on what had happened with our outreach. We gave away 31 Thanksgiving baskets. It included a gift card for a turkey, a dozen eggs, a half gallon of milk. Let's see, what all else was there? There was cranberries. There was gravy. There was stuffing, potatoes, 5 pounds of potatoes, corn, green beans, and a pumpkin pie. So that's what we were able to bless 31 households with. It was a really wonderful outreach. As I was doing some of the shopping on Friday night, we were waiting in line, and you know, I just kind of talked to people, and when the person in front of me got done, they said, "Are you Bob Arthurs?" And I didn't recognize them, and I said, "You know me from the radio?" And they were one of the listeners. So I send you greetings this morning. The lady behind me, you know, it was a gentleman in front of me, and the lady behind me, she said, my boyfriend listens to you every morning. And so thank you all for listening. It was a successful outreach. We had a wonderful team of people that came and helped distribute those groceries. And we had a long, busy weekend. And so we're hopefully going to take some time this week and decompress and enjoy our family. And I'm probably going to do some projects around the house. But it really looks like it's going to be a good Thanksgiving weekend. So we do want to say greetings today to Jits Concrete. Thank you for your support. 536-5804. If you need any concrete work, block work, or stucco work done, give them a call. Maybe you're a contractor that's listening, and the people you've used haven't measured up or whatever, and you're looking for somebody new. Give them a call, 536-5804, and they will come out, and you'll find they do excellent work. So that's what's coming up. Just to let you know, this week's schedule of services is different. We do not have our vintage service tomorrow. We do not have our kids ministry on Wednesday night. We give this week as an opportunity for our church folks who've worked really, really hard to put together these outreaches. We only have about 50 or 60 people. Had more than that on Sunday. It was actually one of our better attended services of the year, and had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. But our people just just want to love on people and let people know that Jesus loves them. And so thank you to the wonderful saints at Merit Assembly of God for all you do. So we're going to get back into the Word this morning. We're coming up here at the conclusion of 2 Peter chapter 2. We've been talking about the various means of deliverance that God brings. And as a result of that, he talks about some people who had already infiltrated the church, but yet they weren't living like Jesus were. And so we're going to begin reading today in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 17. It says, "These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error." Just lost my place there for just a moment. "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, 'A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire.'" So there's some interesting descriptions here that Peter uses for these people. We've talked about some of their behavior. We just finished up talking about how he compared them to Balaam. It says here that these are wells without water. And because of our modern understanding of our water systems, where we just go to the kitchen or to the restroom or whatever, and we turn the water on and water is there, we don't realize that much of the world still survives on a well water system. And that is, they dig a hole down into the ground, they find the water level and the water table, and then from there they're able to lower a bucket down or pump the water up, and that's how they get it. But in these times, they didn't have pumps to bring it up, so the only way to get the water up was to lower a bucket or a pitcher down in there, fill it up, and then pull it back up by a rope. And so what people would do when they were attacking a different civilization was they would pollute the water wells, because if you have polluted water, then there's bacteria that gets in there. There's all sorts of other items, you know, contaminants, and it can make a person sick. And if you and I, if we do not have pure water, then we're going to have parasites or bacteria or other things that can make us ill. And so clean drinking water is absolutely essential. One of the things that our missionaries have done in some of the regions of the world that they've operated in is they go in and they will come to the church and they will drill a water well on the church property. And that way, whenever people from the town need to come for water, they come to the church. And guess what happens when they come to the church? They get to hear the gospel. And so that's one of the things, but it makes the entire village healthier. And it gives the church, it makes the church a focal point there in the community. Well, these people are described as Peter as being wells without water. That means that people come, they intend to draw something that is life-sustaining out, only there's nothing there. A well without water in it could be known by a different name. It could be known as a pit. It could be known as a trap. It could just be known as a great big old hole in the ground, but it was something that should have given life, and instead it brings forth barrenness. So that's one of these descriptions. So when you go to church, I pray that you're not just getting information that feeds your intellect, but I pray that also there is the word of life that is spoken there. There is the refreshing water of the word, the Bible talks about they are cleansed by the washing of the water of the word. And so you and I, we need that. We need that life-sustaining water. It also says that they are clouds carried by a tempest, or mists that are carried by a tempest. I like to look up at the sky. I like to play golf. By the way, on Friday, I received a good update on my eye. Still, there's a few other issues that are going on there that are not related to, well, some of them are related to the episode in February, but others are not related, and kind of made me believe that if we get those taken care of, the vision would improve, and so we considered that a good report. But I like to look up at the clouds when I'm on the golf course. It helps me to gauge which direction the wind is blowing, so that I know which side to be extra cautious about. But it says that these people are clouds carried by a tempest. In other words, they are not even able to drive themselves. They are not self-directional. These clouds are driven by a tempest, and a tempest is just a fancy word for a storm. You may know some people that there's always got to be a crisis in their life. Their normal is crisis mode. That's what I'm trying to say. And I don't like to live that way. I really don't. I like to live in peace, because where the brethren dwell together in unity, there is the commanded blessing of the Lord. And that's really what I like. Some people just like to curl up with a good book and read their way through a storm, but I would rather be able to go outside and enjoy a walk or whatever. So I'm not a big storm person. My wife had a funny situation one time. She was a caregiver in a home, and a violent storm came up, and she was there taking care of these other people, and the person that she was taking care of said, "Well, honey, do you want to crawl under the bed there with the dog or something?" Something to that effect. And she said, no, I'll be okay. But with storm comes lightning, and if you've been in some of the downpours that we've experienced, it can be quite overwhelming. But these people, they're carried about by a storm. In other words, wherever they go, there's not going to be peace in the atmosphere. There's always going to be something that is violent confrontation that is going on. There's going to be atmospheric collisions that are taking place. And here is the dangerous part about that. It says, "For whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever?" Now, I did a study on this in Jude, and again in 2 Peter here, and it basically means this is the darkest part of darkness. It is just there. It is not just dusk. You know, it's not just when the sun is going down. It is pitch black, surrounded by even pitcher black. It's the darkest of places. And so, you and I, when I'm at the church, I'm there to impart life. There should be something that is being poured out from the throne room of heaven that edifies and equips the body of Christ. It is the Merit Assembly of God does not exist for me. Merit Assembly of God exists for the glory of God and to touch the community of Merit Island. We are there to restore value spiritually and relationally. And so that's what we want to do. If there's anybody in the church that gets sidetracked from the ministry aspect of imparting life to hurting people, instead of a glorious reward in heavenly light, there is, if they ever become self-absorbed, self-consumed, self-willed, that where they're not distributing anything, it's just they're just a cavernous pit that people are pouring into and there's nothing coming out. I've got a warning for you, and that is the only thing that is reserved for you is the blackness of darkness forever. And that means without end. It's not a good thing. So I want to encourage you not to be a consumer-driven person when it comes to your spiritual life. There are a lot of different reasons that people find to locate at churches, and we want to encourage you that the best reason that I know of is to be called by God to that place, to know that you have been divinely placed by God for such a time as this. And so that's what I encourage you to do. When we came to Merit Assembly of God, there wasn't kids ministry, there wasn't youth ministry, there wasn't any of that sort of stuff, and that can be hard. I mean, it was very hard when 40% of our congregation moved away and our youth ministry, which had been building up, just all of a sudden disappeared in just a matter of weeks as families moved all across the country. And there my kids were, and other teenagers, and they were left pretty much all by themselves once again. And the consumer mindset would say, well, it's time to find a different church, one where we can surround ourselves. But you know what? God is the commander in chief. God knows what he is doing. God knows the strategic plan. And as a result of that, you thrive where God has planted you. And that's why it's very important for you to have a church home where you are established and where you prosper and where you are going to be used for the glory of God. When you are in that place, you are not going to be without benefit to the body of Christ. You are going to be a blessing to the body of Christ. You aren't going to be carried by the storm. You're going to be driven by peace. And what is going to happen is, instead of just seeing the world getting darker and darker, you're going to see the glory of God shine brighter and brighter. Verse number 18 goes on and says, "For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness." And because of the vividness of my imagination, I want to read it like this. "For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness." I kind of, you know, look at that, and that's what is being described here. There are a lot of people who will try and impress you with their vocabulary, with their semantical usage, with their oratorical skills. And what really matters is this. What's the substance? What's the substance? You see, Jesus was a phenomenal communicator. He was able to identify with the people that he ministered to, and he did so in the midst of a society where the Pharisees were the leading religious trainers of the day, and they wanted to impress people with their knowledge. They wanted to impress them with their sacrifices for God. The Sadducees wanted to impress people with their positions of power, even though they didn't believe. They were quite unscriptural in their theological beliefs, but yet they held the positions of power in many cases. And so a lot of times those people would try and impress people with external things. Jesus just made things simple to understand. And that's what you and I should do. We're not there to impress people with our preaching skills, teaching skills, or anything like that. We are there to communicate the word of God. And I want you to know that you are equipped to do this. Every person that is listening is able to do this, because we can simplify things to where others can understand. The easiest way I can picture this for you is watch a baby be carried into the room, one of these adorable newborn babies, and everybody just begins to go over, and no matter how sophisticated that person is, they will get down there and they will start moving their finger at that little baby's nose, and they'll soften their voice, and they will just say, "Well, aren't you the most adorable baby that has ever been seen?" And they will goo 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 goo, and they will simplify their language. You know why? Because that baby doesn't understand. Now, I'll be honest with you. No matter how much they simplify, that baby doesn't understand. The one thing, though, that they do understand is that they're loved. Is that they're loved. And so we are not here. If you are listening to this broadcast for me to impress you with my Bible knowledge or my speaking capabilities, you are going to be greatly disappointed, because I'm just really not that driven. I'm not driven by that. I just want you to know that Jesus loves you, that he wants you to be connected, that you are valuable to him, and as a result of that, you need to be in relationship with him. So it says that, for when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lusts of the flesh. They allure through the lusts of the flesh. Now, I want you to know that you can't achieve anything spiritual through the lusts of the flesh. It's just not going to happen. If you are, you know, they used to have an advertising technique that was called bait and switch, that they would put an advertisement out there and people would come in for that and they say, oh, we're sorry, we are sold out of that at that price, but we've got this better one over here that's more money and you can have that. Well, there are a lot of times that people will try and use that same kind of technique when it comes to the spiritual life. And what I mean by that is they will try and appeal to people on a fleshly level and hope that it's going to result in some sort of spiritual good. I want you to know that the only way anything spiritual is accomplished is through the Spirit of the living God. I'm not going to go into the graphic picture here today, but there was a time in the Old Testament when Rachel and Leah were competing for the affections of their one husband, two wives. And by the way, I'm so thankful that God has narrowed that parameter to where it's one husband, one wife. And Leah was having children. Rachel wasn't. Rachel was the one that was loved. Leah wasn't. One day, Leah's son Reuben brought something home that was supposed to aid in the fertility process. And Rachel said, I want that. And there ended up being a little bit of a contentious thing. And finally, Leah said, I tell you what, I'll give you these and I get Jacob. And Rachel said, fine. And so Leah conceived another child because she was with Jacob. The reason I tell you that story is this. There's no substitute for the presence of God. There's no substitute for the Spirit of God. We can't have the supposed aids or the programs that are going to lead to church growth, quote unquote, if we don't have the presence of God. All we have done is gather a crowd. We need the presence of the living God in our services. We need the Holy Spirit in our services, convicting people of sins, because that's the only way that they are truly going to be born again, is when they come to that relationship with Jesus and said, Jesus, without you, I am lost. And so if people are trying to allure through programs and emptiness and through it actually says here through lewdness. I'll never forget, I went to a church service one time. It was a youth service. And when I got there, they were singing songs not about the love of Jesus. They were singing songs about darkness. They weren't singing songs that glorified Christ. They were just singing the things that were popular in the community. And I'll never forget, I was like, that's a step I'm not willing to take. I'm not willing to take that step, because I believe it is in the atmosphere of praise where God is enthroned. It says that these people, they speak great swelling words of emptiness. They allure through the lust of the flesh. They appear, they draw through lewdness. And it says that the people that sometimes get ensnared in this are people who've actually escaped, ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. It says they promise them liberty while they themselves are slaves of corruption. So I want to ask you to do this, and that is, I'd like for you to look at the people who are speaking into your life and say, okay, what is their life like? What is their life like? You see, what made Jesus so unique in his ministry was his message and his lifestyle lined up. His message and his lifestyle lined up. So that he wasn't one thing when he was talking to the public, and he was another thing when he was away from the public. He was the same. He was authentic. He was genuine. People looked and they said, no one ever spoke like this before. I particularly like that. No one ever spoke like this. Peter said, where else could we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. You see, they said, they realized that Jesus was not a well without water, but he was one who was looking to found a body of believers, a church, the body of Christ, that out of their innermost being would flow rivers of living water. So as you look at yourself today, would you describe yourself as a well without water, or would you describe yourself as someone who is flowing with rivers of living water out of your innermost being? Would you say that you are driven by the storm or by the conflict, or would you say that you are driven by peace? Would you say that you are trying to impress people with your capabilities, or are you trying to minister to them through the sure word of God that is settled forever in heaven and earth? Are you trying to appeal through carnal means, or are you ministering through the power of the Holy Spirit? Because here's the thing, we're not looking to create people into bond, or create a new bondage for people to dwell in. We are looking for them to live in the freedom. He who, where the Son is, I got too many verses going through my head. Let me just put it to you this way. Jesus wants you free. He wants you liberated from all of the bondages and the hindrances so that you can worship him and live for him every day of your life. He wants you to be in love with him because he is certainly in love with you. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.